Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us and jumping on the Healing Highway with us. This is Creation Lightship Healing. It's Monday, June 2nd, 2014. We're live with Ron Amatron tonight, and we have a great show planned for you over the next hour coming up, so we'd like to thank you for joining us. And we will bring Ron on in just a second to charge the light being for everybody and also to maybe do a sample clearing. And I was thinking, Ron, I was looking at the date just as I opened the show, and I thought maybe we could do clearings of the even numbers, because it seems like we've got quite a few of them. We've got a 6, a 2, a 20, and a 14. So I don't know if you would like to start with that. That would be great, and then we can charge the light being with peace energy for everyone.
Okay, let's do that. So let's take the 6, first of all, and we'll clear that. So here we go. 1. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do the 2, second of the month here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we'll do the 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So these would all be, we'll say, in the, with numbers anyway, like the even harmonic numbers, we'll call it. We had an odd number in there, you know, even though the 1 is there, we made it into a 14 because we have 14, but it might be a different frequency altogether. So, let's see the lightning charging now. And unless you had a situation during the weekend, if you had a situation and you don't feel too good about it, think of that situation, and we'll clear the energy off. So here we go. Stronger, releasing it. Stronger, stronger, bringing in peace energy for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do the light beam. So here we go, everybody. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll bring in the male. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And more of the male energy again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, you should feel pretty much better. Maybe you might feel a relief. Tension may have left your body. You might feel your shoulders moving down to where they should be, not as tense. So we'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That's great. And, yeah, those numbers, it seems like there was a big release. I feel very peaceful, and I just wanted to let everybody know you can let us know how you feel by checking out our new CLS Fast Chat, which is accessible through Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, and also through our BBS homepage on bbsradio.com. So it's great. You can just click on that, and then you can let us know how you're feeling, if you have any listener questions that you'd like to bring up with Ron. You can also send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we have quite a few tonight. And I thought, Ron, we could also talk about, since you mentioned just now, clearing away something that maybe happened to us over the weekend. And I think this is especially important for people who have been working with you for a long time, as well as those of us who are new. But the thing that I was thinking about was when we're doing all these clearings and we've done our whole lifetime emotional clearing, and we're doing the clearings, and then we go out and say our neighbor or a family member or somebody comes up to us and, you know, without meaning to, slimes us or just dumps all of their stuff on us or gives us a hug or whatever, how can we deal with that, and how can we sort of maybe prevent that from happening? Because people see us and we're all peaceful, and they kind of subconsciously think, oh, I want a piece of that. So how can we sort of deal with this problem? Because I know a lot of people put a lot of time and effort and energy into their clearings.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, the first thing is, if they come towards you, you may want to do a little bow type of thing with your hands, you know, so that they'll see you not wanting to shake hands or to give you a hug, because you're already proactive when you see them coming down that hallway 100 miles an hour at you. So you can do that. I'm sure there's other things you can do that might be kind of gross-sounding, but, you know, you can always, like, sound like you sneeze in your hand or something. They won't want to shake your hand then. Anyway, may not want to do that, but that might work in an emergency, you know. But from there, what do you do after they maybe already made contact with you? That's probably what the main thing is. And you feel these things crawling over your skin, going into your body. If you're sensitive, you're going to feel that. If not, you may just know that, uh-oh, now I got a pain in my body an hour later. How did I get this pain? Oh, it was Uncle Harry. He got me, you know. So, or the mother or father-in-law got you. So what do you do? Well, you can see the kind of clearings you already have and see if the unlimited clearing that you have would possibly work. Now, if you don't have one, then you may want to look at maybe, you could go into maybe the self-empowerment clearing and type something in there, maybe. And there's a lot of issues here that people have, and the issue could draw that person. You may want to use the psychic billboard. You put up there that, well, I've been slimed about 10 times with this particular person or issue, and now I want to change that. That could possibly work. You know, the shrink wrap is what most people would be doing when they see this energy coming toward them. And you can always move, you know. From there, you may want to, there's a couple of the clearings that may work. You know, you may even want to do the one of the alien clearings. That you could do a space clearing. You know, maybe you're going to work and you want to clean your space. If you're like on a subway or just driving your car, maybe you're in a work cubicle or something, and you know, you can do that as far as a space clearing. Let's see, what else could you do? Do you have any ideas, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I was just going to say thanks for all those great suggestions and maybe just elaborate on them a little bit, because I guess the key here is to prevent that from happening in the first place. But, you know, sometimes people have a way of surprising you. You can't always do that. But if you were maybe on your psychic billboard, you had something that was drawing these people toward you, you would want to maybe go in and change that. So instead of being drawn towards you, they would just ignore you completely. And this is all, of course, after you do your whole lifetime emotional healing. And if you have the unlimited on that, then you can just go in and, you know, try to clear out whatever energy you may have picked up or gotten from somebody who you were interacting with. And I guess, you know, it would be great if you were a hermit and you didn't have to deal with people. But if you have coworkers and you have a job, you know, which most of us do, it's hard to stay completely 100% clear all the time. So I think that you're right, Ron. You really do have to be proactive, and you have to be aware of that. And I guess the easiest thing to do would be to say out loud or whisper to yourself, I command my body energy to shrink wrap. And that'll kind of protect you from people touching you or, you know, if they do hug you, you know, you will have a better chance of surviving that situation of being slimed. And then you mentioned also the space clearing, which you could use on your maybe your office or your desk of where you work, or like you said, on a subway or a bus or however you get to work that day, and do a space clearing on, say, like your bus line or your subway, or, you know, I guess if you're in your car, you probably aren't going to be interacting with people there unless you're in a carpool. But, yeah, and then I guess, Ron, too, I was thinking what might be important, and I know people probably don't want to think about this, but they could do clearings on the people that are bothering them. So if it's a family member, you would probably want to do that anyway. And if it's a coworker or a neighbor, somebody who's, you know, close to you or you interact with a lot, it might be a good idea to do some of these clearings on those people if they're giving you dark energy or bad energy. And in an extreme case, maybe you would even want to do the free healing I thought of was the 2,000 years of darkness barcode removal, or you could even do the dark side practitioner clearing. So that's a lot of clearing.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe you're dealing with people talking sometimes, so they don't really have to touch you. They could be next to you in a cubicle saying words you don't want them to say or you want to hear, and they're giving you noise pollution and maybe imprinting you with those words, and now you feel slimed with all those words that they're saying, and you don't want to hear those. So, you know, the noise pollution clearing, which would probably be like the media clearing. You know, that's how I look at it, is do the media clearing that way, because they're interacting with your ears.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of words have a very strong association. And you, like you said, Ron, it may just be they're complaining, or maybe their computer's not working well that day and they're you know, complaining about that. And you have to sit right next to them, so you're picking up on all this bad vibes. So that clearing is actually very reasonable. And the keyword intercept clearing is a free clearing that you offer. So you could even put in whatever words they're saying and clear them out in that free clearing there.
Yeah.
Because that could be maybe some part of their plan that they want to try to, like, loop you into their little energy cycle there, and you just want to remain peaceful. So the goal there is to, I guess, not have any of those words matter to you. If even if you do hear them, you're not reacting to them. You're staying peaceful.
Yep, but the whole thing is get back into peace. So, you know, you can always try, like, shaking your hand if somebody, you know, does a handshake or something, or maybe try to wipe the body off. You know, you might even get some skin misting water, put that in your purse or something. You know, I don't think men have purses, but I got my big pockets on size on my pants. I like the pockets, you know. But, you know, I don't know. It won't be on a suit, that's for sure. But, you know, skin misting water might work great. Somebody touches you, brushes up against you, you know, get it out and squirt it, you know. Maybe you want to squirt them, too. Get away.
Carry a little, like, with your cats. If your cats start jumping up on the furniture, you have a little spray bottle, and then you just have to show it to them, and they just kind of back away and cower in fear every time show them the squirt bottle. In all seriousness, the skin misting water, it's a great tool, and you can just go on and charge that up whenever you want for whatever amount you want. So if you are running low on that, it's a great, easy and very reasonable fix. And that's a great suggestion, Ron. I didn't think of that, but skin misting water. Ron does a lot of this on the calls too, and he usually does, the calls are, he does 8-hour healing intensives every month, and they're coming up. So check our upcoming events page for more information on that. And also, on Saturday, June 7th, is the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call. And then he usually does water charging for the entire week. Now, that's for drinking. But if you specifically wanted skin misting water, you could go on and just type that into the search box above the healing login, and you could find it that way. So you could do water charging, and I believe it is over on the left-hand side of the page under the heading Personal Divine Activations, and you can get personal water, personal object, and divinely activated pictures. So these are all ways that you can help stay peaceful and keep the lightship, kind of, you know, use the lightship to help you reconnect with source energy. So, Ron, that brings up another point that we should probably talk about, in that if you are getting touched by people, or even if you are, you know, I'm wondering, is there, would an object clearing be helpful? Even if you're wearing clothes that maybe you bought at a secondhand store, you'd probably want to do a object clearing on them, or you're, you know, you have furniture that maybe a family member gave you.
Yeah, that, or they came over. Yeah, that, or they came over and they sat in it. And I didn't
touch you. Right.
And
right.
And now they leave and they go, oh no, George's down in my favorite chair. What do I do now?
That really used to bother me when I was little, when I would come into my classroom and I would see somebody else sitting in my chair.
Yeah. I mean, you must have been awakened when you're pretty young, huh?
I guess. Or, you know, somebody else would be touching your stuff or want to borrow your stuff, and I would always really dislike that because I always felt like, I don't know, I guess I just felt like there was an energy coming back attached to that. So, yeah, I guess if you're any kind of sort of sensitive person, you'd want to do that object clearing.
Yep. So we have any listener comments out there on the back chat?
Yes, we do, actually, quite a few. And it's great that everybody is interacting. Oh, somebody had a question about the numbers. Oh, okay. They were asking about, they're not clear about the even numbers when you cleared them at the beginning of the show run, and they're wondering, how does this affect me if I'm not noticing them? So can they affect you even if you're not really paying attention to dates and numbers and things like that?
Yeah, most people are not aware of it anyway. So, yeah, it is an energy that's going to affect you regardless if you believe it or not, or, you know, don't even feel anything, because the energies will connect to you. That's why we're in time. Everything that's created in time has an effect on us. So I'll put everybody into yesterday's time. So we're going to go into yesterday's timeline, and you can see the difference of what it would feel like. That would be one of the odd numbers. That would be an 01. So here we go. I'll move you back, and then we'll put you back here again. So put on your little feeling radar here. So here we go. Going back to tomorrow. So 1, 2, same time, 3, 4, and 5. Now you're in tomorrow's energy. So you might feel happy, might feel sad, might feel neutral, might feel like maybe you had to do something in a couple hours from now, yesterday, and maybe you got anxious over it. So now you're feeling that anxiety, wondering why you're feeling it, okay? Because it's just a copy and paste, and that's what happened. So we'll put you now back to today's date. Move you here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You know, we'll just see how that, I guess that'd be back to the future, right?
Yeah. That is so interesting, Ron. I always find it very fascinating when you do that, because the energy is so different.
And then also, you know, you can do the, you know, and I'll increase my life force energy. That'll bring more spirit into you. So another way of stating it, maybe the spirit that you have is only in your body a little bit, and the rest doesn't want to be with you, and so it's outside of your body, walking along with you, wherever you're going, but it doesn't want to come into your body because it just doesn't want to do that. It's not used to doing it. But when you do the being here now, that forces it to be in your body, and that's a good thing. So you can do that clearing, you know, and, naturally the mind, the heart drop can help. But I think the main thing is, you know, when you feel those sensations, those wiggly critters crawling on your hand up through your arm, underneath your skin and stuff, and you're aware of that, and you go, uh-oh, now what am I going to do? Or all of a sudden your body starts jerking, and you don't know what's happening, because it is jerking. That means that something got you. So you want to get out and do a clearing. And there's, you know, a lot of clearings on the alien attack page. So that's what's here basically is the energies of aliens. That's why we talk about it so much, because they're here just like, you know, we have, sunshine, you know, in the daytime. They're here just like that. Every day they're here. So it's how you can disconnect yourself from the mind control program, which is to get into the now and do the mind to heart drop. that's the whole process that we talk about, is getting more of your spirit with you. And don't have all those external happenings and influences out there and those keywords that take you in another direction where you're actually judging the light, and that takes your spirit more out of your body, and that's the problem that people have. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's an important point when you start judging the light. And I think that, you know, when people come to the expos and when they kind of hear this for the first time, they have a lot of judgment about it. And I have a great testimonial, actually, from somebody that we're going to read just in about maybe 5-10 minutes. But it really is true. And once you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, you find yourself very much at peace and not having all these judgments, not only about everything else in your life, but about yourself too. You're not judging yourself. And the more clearings you do, the less you feel the need to reach out and connect with other people and to go outside of yourself for answers, which is very important. And that's kind of the basis of what Ron talks about here with source energy. So you really don't want to be doing that. And it's unfortunate because I think a lot of people do get captured by these ideas, and it's all mental energy, and you really don't want to be in the mind space. You want to be in the heart space, and you can get there easily by doing, Ron will maybe do it at the end of the program, the mind to heart drop. And you should do that, you know, every day whenever you feel the need to. And also the free healing, the be here in the now. Like if you really need to kind of come back quickly, if somebody jolted you out of your, you know, present moment, you can use that clearing, and you can even use it on a tablet if you have one, or like a little computer, if you can take it with you on the go. So, Ron, I know we are going to move on to the questions, but I am getting quite a few questions related to this on the new Fast Chat, and someone was wondering how to clear the draining energy of being a caregiver to a sick person.
Ah, boy, that's, well, I would do the, and I would increase my life force energy. I would probably put the person into a space clearing, clear their physical space where they are. You could also even, you know, if it's not too cold where they are, if they're in a location where the air conditioner's on and it's really cold, but if it's, you know, normal temperature, you can always, you know, get the skin misting water and kind of spray them with that. Say it's going to help them, that maybe to feel better, cool off or something. That could kind of maybe put a buffer between you and them. What you want to do is get disconnected from their mind energy, and you also want to get disconnected from what you're seeing physically. Remember, when you start seeing things that are not normal, then you have that that energy, which we could call like a heartfelt energy towards somebody, which puts you into the timeline of their illness. So that's the sad thing, you know, that, you know, happens. So if you see somebody maybe who, maybe an amputee or something like that, we'll say, and you notice them and now you're feeling really sorry because they're in that situation, and you're their caregiver, you know, that energy could start to ride on you because it's looking for something to also, you know, connect to. So, you know, there's a lot of things, but the main thing is just to try to get into the present moment as much as you possibly can. And that can help you. If you do the mind-to-heart drop, and you don't want to become a victim to their particular situation, I think most people just would probably just do like the body shrink wrap, and I'll increase my life force energy, and that would probably be the most for most people, I think. You know, that could really help you out a lot without having to rely on maybe going to the computer or something like that. Just do that and, you know, keep doing it. Just don't do it more than, you know, some people think, oh, I'll just do it one time, right? Well, you want to keep doing it so that your energy is really strong and solid in yourself, which is like, you know, the be here now. So that's what I'd recommend doing, is just keep that going. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's very true, and that's a tough situation to be in, and it's true. You don't want to get corded to their situation and their illness, because then that only hurts the not only you, but probably the person you have to take care of. So I would try to do as many clearings on them, too, as I possibly could, because that would probably give them some relief. And, I now increase my life force energy, like you mentioned, Ron, and also to try to be in the present moment by doing the be here and the now, even if you have to run that constantly, that it's worth it, and it's a free clearing. So I would think that all of those things would help. If anybody has any suggestions, or if you've been in that situation, if you would like to type them into the fast chat, that would be great. A lot of our listeners are very familiar with the Creation Lightship and the healings that Ron does, and they've done a lot of them themselves, so it's always nice to have suggestions from everybody. Okay, and we also had a request to clear maybe a sample of the media event trauma removal, if everybody thinks of something they've seen or watched on TV recently that they want to have cleared, if that would be okay with you, Ron?
Yeah, that's fine. So think of something that you've seen. Could be even a movie or, you know, the news or something. And here we go. I'm going to clear that away from you, that one situation and how it affected you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And I'll do that again here to make it a little more. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And getting back to that caregiver situation, if you're a nurse, I would probably get the, energetic porting release, you know, people porting, mainly because, let's just say that, you go from room to room and see the different people in the beds, and you're walking around and they're not because you're bedridden for whatever reason. They might become jealous of you and board you, okay? So that's one way to look at that. And as soon as you walk into your workplace, this is for everybody, you know, wherever they are working, you could be courted too by the people that are working there. And you can feel yourself getting slimed. So let's do a clearing for that. Energetic energies attached to you. So think of maybe today, your workplace, came to work, and, maybe you got, a brand new shirt or something that makes you stand out more than it did before, or a new pair of shoes, and people look at your shoes and right away they're courting your shoes that they like them or something. So here we go. So think of that incident. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So just see if that energetic boarding took away some of your stuff. You don't know what you don't know, and you don't know what has connected to you. So that's the whole situation is you could be going to the same place, maybe a month every day, like at work, and all of a sudden you're getting tired. You don't know why. And it slowly creeps up on you. Maybe you only get a 0.5% a day of this energy, and after a month you go, man, I'm kind of drained. I don't know why I don't want to go to work any longer. Well, maybe you got quartered each time you came in. So that's why we have the unlimited clearings so you can keep current with your particular issue and clearing that you're having. But that's kind of the whole thing, is to get rid of this stuff off of you, because nobody else is really going to care except you. So you're the bottom line here, and make yourself, do it to get a good life, because stuff is always going to be, connecting to you, even if you don't even believe it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's so true, and this person is a nurse, and they did need this courting release. So they're saying thanks for that, and also the person who needed the media clearing is thanking you for that. So it seems like both of those clearings were helpful to people. And I had a thought there about if you're in that situation, and I can't remember now what it was. So, oh, I know. Obviously, with the media clearing, if, and I guess this is with people too, it actually is kind of, I don't want to say a blessing in disguise, but it is, because it makes you realize what's pushing your buttons. And chances are, if you're watching something and you're like, oh, this program is really upsetting me, then I'm not going to tell you to stop watching it, but I'm probably going to tell you that you need to clear off whatever the situation was that made you feel that way. And it's the same thing like you were saying with, of course, we can't like help but feel compassion for people. But I think getting the unlimited whole lifetime emotional healing is critical for somebody in that situation, because that's the kind of job that, you know, you take home with you, even if you think you're leaving it at the door. And a lot of the times, I know if you're working in an office or something, or if you are working in a large building, gosh, there's so many stories going on in there, so many different ways people are coming in and out of that building, so many different lives, so many different ways of being courted. It's kind of like being in a beehive of courting. So you really want to get clear, and if that's putting up a space clearing that you run remotely from your home with your picture in front of it the entire time you're at work, if that's what you need to do, then that might actually really help you if you're doing like a 24/7 space clearing, and also getting that stuff off of your psychic billboard. So unlimited emotional clearings would probably be a great way to get rid of that. And also, I know we haven't mentioned it yet, but we usually do the prosperity empowerment clearing. That's a very reasonable clearing, and it would probably work for not just prosperity, but for just feeling empowered in a situation where you maybe feel bad about things or you feel down all the time because, you know, your work environment is tough.
And I'm just thinking, you know, you might work in a multi-level, multi-story building.
Right.
So let's just say that, you know, you go
in
and
get
an elevator, you know?
Yeah.
And you might, yeah. Let's say you go to the seventh floor where your cubicle is, you know, and you're working there. And, you know, what's going on above you and below you, you know, you might want to check that out. Because you may not be able to hear anybody thumping on the floor or anything, you know. But, you know, you might want to just see who is above and below you, because that energy can travel into you. So you might just check that out, something that you may not ever have thought about. And you could be having these psychic energetic hits and stuff going on, taking away your life force energy from somebody that you've never seen before. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Great, Ron. That actually gives us a lot to think about, and maybe we can. I feel like this could be a whole other show. Maybe we can talk about this further, because it seems like a really great topic, and I bet a lot of people are in that situation. Okay, I think we could move on to some listener questions now, and this is interesting because it kind of relates to what we were talking about with the psychic billboard. And this person actually has a question about timelines, but they said that Ron mentioned if a person sees three of the same things in one day, then that thing is, as you would say, on your doorstep. Does this apply to seeing three negative things on one day? Can it also apply if a person sees three positive things? For example, if someone had their heart set on an expensive ring, and then within a few hours of the same day, the person saw three different people wearing that ring that the person wanted, is it now on the person's doorstep? And how long will it take for that person to get it?
Well, that's a good scenario. That means that you're actually connecting to the energy. And by connecting to the energy, it's hard to say how long it's going to take, but you are, you know, say in the manifesting mode, but you want to be in the now to do the manifestation. Otherwise, you could be seeing everybody else having it, and maybe after a month seeing these same people having what you like, you're not getting it. So that's because you're using mind energy. And it's also a way the darks come in to make you feel really sad because you had your hopes and your dreams on this one thing. And the dark side says, look at this person. We'll show everybody around them with this particular thing, and we're not going to let them have it.
Yeah, what you're missing out on.
Yeah, what you're missing out on, yeah. So that's what you can look at, too. As far as things happening that you see all the time, just be aware that, that could even be a tracking type of situation. Much like you see, dates and times and things, But like the ring scenario, maybe if you saw that every day for a week, well, are they connecting you to that energy just like a keyword? And the keyword will say could be ring. And you're seeing that particular ring or the energetics of the ring and the physical part of the ring, and you're being hooked up energetically to it and maybe being abducted because of that too. So I don't know if I answered the question fully, I would kind of be, tuned in to what's happening. Figure out what's going on while you're seeing it so much, because could it be negative or positive? It could be either one or both. The positive things, you say, oh, wow, I got this ring. I went into the store, somebody traded it in or whatever, they had it, and now it's on sale for half price, and I want to buy that ring. So for you, that would be, wow, that's a great deal, And then 2 hours later, you lose it. And now you're in heartache because you had your life set up on it. They got this wonderful deal. Now it's gone. So it can work both ways. Either way, they're going to get your energy. Happiness on one side, they're getting energy from you, and being sad on the other. And then are you going to beat yourself up for it? So that's another situation. That could go even further. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's a really complicated question, and I think it is, like you said, Ron, very important to be aware of what is actually going on. Because you hear and are kind of conditioned to believe that you can kind of manifest things. Like I've heard that term used a lot. You think about what you want, and you think about what you want, and you create all this positivity, and you create this opening or whatever in your life, and then somehow this whatever you want is going to magically come into your life. And there's been a lot of I don't know what the right word is, your propaganda on that recently about how, you can get things in your life just by thinking about them. And I think that is true, that a lot, I would say almost all of that, is in the mental realm. So you could look at it that way, or you could look at, I guess the way you've described it in the past and the way you kind of encourage people to think about it, is you're not really focusing on what it is that you want, but you're focusing on, say you want money, you're focusing on how you can kind of maybe come up with a creative idea that will lead you to invent something that will then get you the money you want or the thing that you want. So it's not necessarily about having money or having things. It's more about being in tune with what's happening. Using the lightship healings to remove the blockages from your life in order to create a deeper connection with heart and source energy, which will then hopefully put you in the moment and allow you to get out of whatever that situation is that you're in. So it's a difference, and I think that it's hard for a lot of people to make that shift because we've been told, through a lot of different ways, I guess, school, religion, other ways of spiritual thinking, that all of these things are the result of something. And I think that's important to realize. And if you do need to do these cording disconnections and these, indoctrination clearings, that's probably a good thing to do. But you're right, you could look at it that way, Ron.
Yeah, and I think I gave everybody homework, didn't I, to go out to a car dealership and to sit in a car or something. I wonder if we have anybody out there who's done that.
Oh, I wonder if anybody did that, like to go to like an expensive car dealership.
Yeah, Lamborghini or something,
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I think there's a scene in a movie where they do that. I think it's like Scent of a Woman or something. They go and rent like a very expensive sports car.
Yes, and kind of what you're talking about there. So if we got anybody who's done that, it'd be nice to hear about it. And if not, you know, do the homework this week if you can. Maybe you drive back to the dealership every day, you know, and you all just stop in there and sit in a car, you know, see how it feels.
Even if you go into, like, a very expensive department store, too.
Yeah, that could work, yeah. So another thing is, you know, about this win-lose situation, let's just say that you're in the dating scene, right? And all of a sudden, this guy or this gal, whatever, you know, comes up and they're it, you know. All your bells and whistles go off, you know, and you somehow get connected to this person, and all of a sudden now, you know, you decide to get married and you're really deeply in love, and then all of a sudden they got this sister or mother-in-law, father-in-law, and they don't like you. Okay, now, you know, what do you do with that, you know? That, you know, and that would be people listening out there, you know? And, you know, do you get rid of the boyfriend or girlfriend at this point and not have a permanent relationship because, well, you know, whenever you go over their house or you know that they're giving you bad vibes because they like the other person that the person was with, maybe your hair color is the wrong color, they don't like you, or even the wrong nationality or something, you know? And, boy, that could be a rough one. So, you know, what would you do? You know, I'd get a lot of clearing. I would do the emotional clearing on that person that doesn't like you whatsoever. And so that's like a win-lose situation, you know. And that could be with you for your whole life until that person no longer is here. So anyway, we could probably go on with that one for a while. And if any of you have that situation going on, maybe you could type in the remedy of what you did. Maybe you took your husband now or wife, whatever, and you said, you know, I don't want to live in Montana any longer. I want to go live in Florida. Get out of here. You know?
I want to go live in Palm Beach.
Yeah. You get away as far as you can from this person. And we don't have a phone number any longer. But anyway, that deal is...
It's very, very interesting, and if I may, I'll just share a little something. I used to kind of be terrified to go into stores like that, and recently I was in New York City, and I went into Bergdorf Goodman's, which is kind of like the most expensive department store, one of them, and it was just very interesting to just go and like kind of get over that fear and sort of like just walk around and sort of be this anonymous person and observe the energy. So it really, do this homework. It's very interesting, and I think it'll bring up a lot of issues for you in terms of how you feel and how you think about having things in your life. Very interesting exercise. So I encourage everyone to do it. And if you have done it, then share with us what your experience was. So I'm going to get back to the questions, Ron, and the show is so awesome tonight. So I want to thank you for doing all of the sample healings. Thank you, everybody, for writing and typing in your reactions and your questions in the fast chat and in our email. So actually, somebody said they sat in a friend's Maserati. It felt rich and luxurious. I liked it. Interesting.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And thanks to the listener who sent in the question that kind of got us onto this conversation. So kind of going off on a tangent here, but I had two people write in about this, and it's one was in the chat room, and they were saying that they had to go to a different cashier today. An octopus lady was giving out octopuses with her as a cashier. So that's actually...
Right.
A great example of what we were talking about in the first half of the show of how you need to protect yourself from dealing with negative stuff.
Oh, right.
So that was the smart thing to do. And then someone else wrote in and said that their daughter told her that she took her change into the bank. I guess she gets tips. So she took her tip money, which was in the form of change, to a bank. And the change machine was down. And the bank teller told her she could not take the change. She did not know what to do with it and that she had to take it somewhere else to get paper money. And then this person is asking, cloned? Question mark?
That's interesting. Wow. Yeah, I can't say for sure, but that seems pretty weird to me. I would have went to another teller to see if they would have said, you know. But maybe, you know, if they were all clones, maybe they're having a clone party, you know, and they're all trying to learn. I would have asked you, I mean, you can't count the change, or, you know.
Yeah, I wonder what the reason
was. Know?
Yeah,
yeah, you know.
If you can't get change your money at a bank, what's going on?
Yep. Not alien currency.
Yeah, scary thought. Well, that's interesting. I wonder what would have happened, and maybe I always like when people write in, because it really makes you think that you're not going crazy when other people have these same experiences. I think I was sharing last week, somebody gave a cashier like 20/10, and the coffee they got was $1.10, and the cashier didn't know how to enter 20/10 into the register. She kept like freaking out and giving the guy like more change than he wanted. It was just, it's so interesting. So definitely could be a clone situation. All right, so we're going to move on, and thanks for sharing that. So the next question, it's actually a nice testimonial, and this listener is writing, thank you, Ron, for the entity and alien clearing from the house on the Saturday night show, May 31st, 2014. I felt things leave. Maybe this is why when I'm outside looking up at the bedroom window, I would feel like something was watching me. This happened more than once. Now, about 1 hour after the show on Saturday, I was very relaxed and tucked into bed. I heard a large sound, my picture frame crashed down, and my blue vase moved on my window ceiling, and the motion light went on outside. I jumped up. My dog was sleeping in the other room. Did something return to my house after the clearing that night?
Wow, very interesting. I would do the space clearing, but I'll do an entity clearing now for that same room. Maybe it's something else coming in, you know.
Or something leaving, maybe.
Yeah, or something leaving, yeah. If you feel at peace, it's probably gone, but, you know. But for everybody else, here we go. Think of that place you don't want to go to in your house. If there is a place, you know, a closet you never use or something, or you open it up and you want to kind of like peek around the corner before the door is fully open, you know. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And maybe, you know, possibly you could be out there walking on the street, and maybe a stray emotional body of a dog, okay, ghost of a dog, likes you and follows you home. And now it's with you. So that could be another situation that you might have, where you might feel something in your room that you really can't identify, and it might make you maybe freak out somewhat. So, you know, that can happen too. So you want to do a clearing if you do feel like, wow, you know, I feel like, you know, there's a dog in here or something. So kind of always look to see what could be there, and you can always do a clearing to help that particular emotional body out. You can do a emotional body clearing. And if you don't know the age, you can kind of guess at it, you know, and you probably get the right answer, and do that for the dog so it could be, you know, out of here. That would help out a lot. And also, by if you don't do that, you may be attracting more things to you, more stray animals even, you know. So you want to look to see what the situation is. So if you do find yourself, you know, having 20 cats around and they keep coming, and you don't know why, it's very possible that, you know, they see, you know, your energy and they like it a lot. But maybe you have a hard time eating yourself, and you're finding yourself feeding these 20 stray cats instead of feeding you. That's not fair on you. So you may want to do a clearing on the cats just to get them released. And if you are that type of person where you have, you know, tons of things like that going on, you know, give me an email and I'll see if I can help you out with that. a couple is one thing, but if you got like 20 of them and now it's a burden on you, and you know nobody else wants to take these things off your hands, and we can figure out something on one of the shows or something like that. But if they are invisible, that's another situation where you might feel yourself being inundated with stray cats or dogs or something, and they're, you know, connected to your energy field. So if you have that, send me an email. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Great advice, Ron. And hopefully everybody or anybody who's in that situation will email us, will email you. And that's a very generous offer. Thank you. So someone on the fast chat said Zipcar has some BMWs and Audis available. They are about $5 an hour more, so you could try that. And making a point of going to a luxurious place. I like this homework. So very interesting homework, Ron.
Yeah, it's something for free to go to. You know, you don't have to buy it or whatever. You know, just
right.
Or even go out to an open house for a house or something. You know.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, it may give you some ideas, and you might find somebody you could possibly, check out their energy field and see how they relate to money. Remember, you might be in the slave situation where they're not. And you might recognize that. So, you know, for the money thing, we have that, the abundance clearing or something like that? I forget what we called it, but we have a special package to help people out for that one. Is it prosperity? Prosperity bundle.
It might be one of the bigger prosperity bundles.
Yeah. But the slavery one is a good clearing. If you did a bunch of clearings, we'll say, you don't know what to do, you might want to do the slavery one or check into that one package.
It's the deluxe package.
The deluxe one, yeah.
Yeah, and that includes self-empowerment, psychic billboard, prosperity empowerment, poverty whole life clearing, seven-generation poverty clearing, whole life victim clearing, and curses, spells, and hexes clearing.
So that one sounds like you. that's what you want
so
to
if
do.
So that one sounds like you. You want to do that because...
Yeah, you want to do that clearing, yeah.
Yeah, and I would want to do it even if I didn't think I needed it because chances are it's only going to improve things even more for you. Maybe breaking through to new ground, things you never even thought were possible in your lifetime.
So I do want to say here, see, we don't give you something, you see. We don't, give you an attunement or anything else. We take things away from you so you can become more of who you want to be. So that's what the clearings do, is take away things. So, you got to get rid of the stuff so you can now be in neutral to start over again. Otherwise, trying to bring something to you, another Band-Aid upon a Band-Aid upon a Band-Aid, you're still on the law of cause and effect and duality, and you will have ups and downs. Where if you get it released, then at that point you're more free or freed up to express what you want to do or be. And you may not want to do anything. You may want to just have that clearing to get rid of some of that negative stuff off of you and maybe just live a peaceful life. And, you don't really want to have a whole bunch of money, but you don't want to have it taken away from you from what you have. Okay, because that can happen. You can be where you are now, and you say, gee, if I didn't have this or that or the other hitting me all the time, maybe I could live a good life. So it's not as if, you're going to do the clearing and, have a landfall hitting the lottery or something. It's just to allow you to be in neutral again, to start over. And you may not want to have a lot of money. Maybe you're just very peaceful. Maybe you're one of those hermits who just, would like to have, an extra, can of something that you like to eat, or maybe some more seeds or something, to grow. So it isn't always dealing with a whole lot of money. The bottom line is peace. Once you have peace, you have everything. So you have to remember that. That's what you're striving to get into, is peace. So back to you, Elizabeth. I got about 5 till approximately. Are we getting close?
Yeah, it's 55 after, and I guess we are going to have to wrap it up. This has been such an amazing show, Ron, and I don't know. I do have one more testimonial. If we have time
to
read it, I can go ahead and read it, and then maybe we can turn it over to you for the mind-to-heart drop at the close. Okay, well, this is on Saturday. It's a testimonial and regarding May 31st, And on Saturday, Ron described inner peace as a feeling of being lost or at a loss due to the old, usual urges being removed or cleared. He asked how we may feel or experience inner peace if we've done a lot of the clearings. For me, it is a feeling of being content where I am now and not having to search or seek validation or recognition from anyone. I am also content to be alone or not. I notice that I no longer have the emotions or needs that instigated my behaviors compared to the way I was before the creation lightship healings. I do remember the pain and the problems, but they no longer cause me despair. I prefer the void of not having them as a daily experience. I believe the clearings and tools gave me the power to improve my life and health in significant ways I never thought possible within just 2 years since I began with CLS, allowing me to become secure, stronger, balanced, and more whole, which I accept as blessed in peace.
Well, that's great. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's like a perfect segue from what we were just talking about, Ron.
Yep, that's it. And you want to become peaceful, and you can't buy peace. And that's the whole thing. You want to become peaceful. So let's do the mind of heart drop to put you into peace energy, which means taking you off of a timeline that's causing you duality. That's basically what it is. So here we go. Going to do the mind, the heart drop, so you have to command your spirit to take those thoughts away, that funky mind, that chatter, whatever you're dealing with, and whatever you're seeing out there to bring you into duality, so this will help you to become more conscious in the present moment. So here we go. Taking your thoughts, dropping them into your heart. I'll comprehend the one backwards. This you can do yourself, but you got to do it out loud. So I'm commanding your spirit, so... Here we go. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. And our next VBS program is on Wednesday. Bye, everyone.